This is TWiT.
So we're going to do a little unboxing. Not a big fan of the unboxing, but what the heck? This is a product that really there's a lot of interest about. And it has a unique look and does some unique things. And I thought, well, it'd be kind of fun to unbox, ta-da, the Microsoft Surface Book. It's also Microsoft's first laptop. You know, they've been making Surface Pros, which are tablets with attached keyboards, for a couple of years now. But they've never made a laptop before. And so there's some interest there, too. And, you know, just how does Microsoft package it? They've certainly spent a lot of time at their event aiming at the MacBook Pro, comparing it in price and speed to the MacBook Pro. You know, that's not merely because they see Apple as a competitor. It's also because they don't see Apple as a competitor, and they're not going to offend the OEMs like HP and Dell and Lenovo by saying, hey, this is better than a Mac. Oh, I've already damaged the box with that tape. This is an interesting box, isn't it? Look at this. It has kind of like a lip all the way around it. Johnny Ive and Steve Jobs worked really hard on Apple's boxes. They wanted to make the box unboxing experience, the first your first experience of the new hardware, something very special. And everybody's since followed. This is very heavy cardboard. And there it is. Bonk. The Surface Book. And this was something else Apple really created. The idea that the first thing you'd see as you open this, you'd be presented with this, like fine jewelry. Oh, it's very Apple-y. There's the stylus. Here's the book itself. Let's open that first. And, of course, the most interesting thing about the Surface Book is, where can I show that to? The hinge. And there it is. And, you know, people have said, oh, the keys don't touch the screen. And, you know, I can verify that they don't. See right through it there. Some people have, Paul Theroux and Mary Jo Foley have had this for a couple of weeks, review units. Said that these sliders on the bottom don't really give it much stability, at least in your lap. So let's open it up for the first time. So I didn't notice any special stuff with the hinge. Let's see that again. Yeah. Some people have said because there's so much battery in the top so that it can be a standalone tablet, that it's a little top heavy. You know, It's no less top heavy than any other laptop, given this hinge. I think the hinge was critical. Without that special hinge, I think it would fall over. Frankly, I don't think there's anything on the screen. All right, let's get the rest of this open here. Here's the pencil. I'm sorry, did I say pencil? Pen. It's a pen with the eraser. And, yeah, it looks just like a pen. Now, it's magnetized, I presume, there, so I can just put it right here, right? Oh, that's not on very firmly. I thought it was going to have a real strong magnet. That is kind of not... I could see how people would complain about that. What about the bottom? Oh, I was in the wrong spot. Oh, that's much better. That'll annoy people. It's great for annoying people at meetings. That's actually much better. All right, thank you. Yeah, I was having it up here. It still works up here, but this is where it's supposed to go, and that's actually fairly firm. All right, let's turn her on, shall we? I guess that's a good way to face. Where's the on-off button?
On the edge.
So there's the eject button. USB, not blue, although it is USB 3, so they decided to go with their own color scheme. SD card. The cast aluminum makes it feel a lot like a MacBook. What's that? Don't know. Must be the charger, right? Let's get the plug out and see.
It's a weird color.
It is a weird gray, isn't it? It's very matte. It's stealthy. It's an odd gray. It's like a light titanium. Yeah, it's very matte. So that's the connector, yeah. That is a weird connector, but I guess anybody who has a Surface will recognize it because it's the same connector as on the Surface, and that's what that weird port is for this. You want to give me some power?
Yeah.
All right. I probably don't need it, but so that's a cute little plug. They're just showing. We got style. We got designers. We got designers in Redmond. Johnny Ive doesn't own all the designers. So does it go in? Whoa. That's got a life of its own. It seems like it's lightly magnetized. All right. Well, very nice. I have no on-off switch. Is it that? Maybe it's that.
Because it should be in the tablet part.
It's got to be with the tablet, right? Yeah. It's not marked, but let's press it and see what happens. Yay! That was the on-off switch. Surface. Boy, that is a very Mac feeling, isn't it? The way that starts up. So this is the first boot. Is this cable? Yeah, I think it's. Yeah, it's going to be positioned either way. Hi there. Boy, that is a high-res screen. Let's get a few things out of the way. Okay, thing one. Thing one doesn't work yet. That works. English. English, Pacific Time, Francais. Next. There is a, I think it's very natural. I have to pair it. Press and hold the top button for 5 seconds to enter pairing mode. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pairing was successful. Try these fingers features later. Single click to one note. I really like that because I feel like the stylus and the whole idea of a touchscreen is very one note centric. And of course, that's what the Surface Pro was, really almost a one note machine, right? Double click to screenshot. Ah, I like that. Click and hold to activate Cortana. Okay, not doing any of that yet. It says try these features later. I should read them. Okay. Wow, the SBI surveillance fan is strong with this one. That's why is that the number one Wi-Fi access spot? All right, I'm going to go to Twit Production. And, oh, you know, this has this. Oh. Same problem that the Acer S7 first generation had with the lighted keys. And right away, that's a disappointment to me. When the key lights are off, very legible. But in this environment, as soon as the key lights come on, I can't read the keys anymore. That's so weird. See? Thank you. That really helps.
It does. It actually does.
It does. It's great when the keys are dark. This is the S7 does this too, which is you don't want the keys to come on if there's any light, because now what's happened is the key that the letters are blending in. You might even be able to see this on camera. The letters blend in. See, that's fine. But as soon as you get like at this angle, you can no longer read the keycaps. When it's dark, they work great. Yeah. All right. Now, I know that Steve Gibson's going to yell at me, but I'm using the express settings because I don't care if Microsoft knows who I am. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. We're setting up things. Okay, this is the long process. Yeah, we're going to go do triangulation, and then that's coming up in 10 minutes. We're going to talk to NASA's Mission Directorate. Getting critical updates. Don't turn off your PC now. This is kind of nice. I like this. I don't know how long this will take. Do you think it'll take a while? Let's see what else is in the box while we're very happily. If there are Windows stickers in here, I'm going to call foul. Microsoft Surface Book. Here's the stuff nobody reads. I guess the countries require this. Caution. Photosensitive seizures, personal medical devices, choking hazard. What?
Okay.
What?
Well, yeah.
All right, no decals. I'm very disappointed. Oh, look at the manual, though. Really made for the second grade reader. Wow. At least they tell you where the on-off switch is. What does this other switch do? Is that the volume? Maybe it's the volume. Here's how to put batteries in the pen, something I supposedly won't have to do for a year, by which time I will certainly have lost this. Windows Hello. Get the most out of your pen. All right. Well, I'm going to save that manual because that's all you get. Who owns this? I own it. Next. Wonder what happens if you say the organization owns it. What does that change? Your Microsoft account opens a world of benefits. This is where, should I continue? We could always fast forward through this part. I have to now look up my, oh, I hate it when it does that. I can't read the keys very well. The Acer did that, and it really it got to be an annoyance, so much so that I turned off the key light. You can do that very easily. Turn it down or off. Let me look up my long, random, unmemorizable Microsoft key. And, of course, I used two-factor as well, as you should. So I will also have to enter that in. Wow. Look at that. That's something new. LastPass is putting the numbers in color on the iPhone. Papa! Our new Papa is here. First day back, Tony? I thought he was in here on Friday. Yeah. Sign in. Okay. Mystery guest, sign in, please. And yes, Authy is going to have to give me a 6-digit code. All right. Oh! That was interesting. Screen must be still doing updates in the background. All right, you can now return to the screen. There's nothing personal going on now. Which I will do as soon as it boots, because I want to show you that. Yes. Yeah, the same connector as is here is on the bottom of the keyboard. It's a Surface. I'm told it's the same as a Surface connector. So that's a standard. Set up a pin.
All right, awesome. We'll be there in just a couple minutes.
Oh, we're talking to our astronaut.
All right. Thanks.
So using a pin is faster and more secure than a password. What? How is that more secure than a password? NASA is mission command is ready. All right, I've set a pin. A 4-digit number that is better than my password. It's certainly faster. Caps lock, control function, Windows key, Alt. The arrow keys. Print, screen, home, end, page up, page down. This is a... People complained about the keyboard not having all the keys a programmer needs, but I don't think that's the case. It doesn't have super. You can show the screen again. It's thinking. Just a moment. Apparently, there is an update now available that will enable Windows Hello on this machine, which is good. I believe that I'm going to get the Gold Master. Oh, hello, Cortana. Hello, Cortana.
Hello,
Cortana. I'm your searcher, finder. Just a moment. Now it's gone gray on me. It's kind of the new... Now it's gone black. Now it's going high again. Didn't we... Haven't we been here before? Haven't we done this already? It's obviously got some updates behind... Well, I think it got updates behind the... So obviously I was entering all that stuff while I was downloading things. The black screen of high, says Foible. Not yet. Setting up your apps. Yeah, you know, you see this an awful lot these days because Windows is getting updated so often. I do like this this hinge. It feels like it should go farther back, though. It's a little more sturdy than your average hinge. And I can put small pencils here. My eyeliner can go right there. Mascara. Should I detach? I don't know if I can detach now, can I? Hey, I don't want to screw anything up. I'm tempted to press the button. No, see, they're smart enough to disable that until we take care of a few things. Yeah, I don't think it's doing anything. I did turn off the keycaps. I can turn them back on. There's only one, two, three, four steps of brightness on that. Microsoft says it does the color cycling, so you'll know that it's not dead. The home rows got the little bumps on the keys. I think it's a nice. It feels like a nice keyboard, actually. It's an odd color. It really is an odd color. I don't dislike it. It's a very aluminum-y. Boy, this feels a lot like a MacBook, I have to say. This little notch here. But I have touch, which I'll never have on a MacBook. How far does the screen shoot? When I agree, says when you press the eject button. Wouldn't it be funny if it went, boing, popped out? Ah, it knew that's my desktop wallpaper, so it's recognized my account. All right, let me try it. It should. You're going to hear a recorded click when it's ready. Nope. Is that something you have to enable?
Oh.
Yeah.
That was recorded? That sounds real.
Sounds physical.
You get that big finger on the button when you do it.
You do? No, that would be too hard. Oh, it's attached again.
It's red and then it turns green.
Nice. You know, this isn't that heavy. I thought it was going to be a lot heavier. That's nice. Look at that. Huh? Want to play a little solitaire in your lap? Huh. Should I play some music? All right, now how easy is this to... Oh, snap. And it says attached, which is nice. Dum ba da bum, and it gives you a little bum ba da bum. Yeah, let's play some music. I think I have something in my Groove Music collection. Yes, to go do what everybody else does. Go to YouTube. It sounds, you know what? It sounds pretty nice. All right, we're going to have to go do triangulation here. I could just go to YouTube here. Nice keyboard. I like the feel of the keyboard. It feels pretty good. What else would you like me to try? NASA is ready for me. Boy, that's a call to action. Let's play some Vivo. You want
to
hear the new Adele? NASA is finally ready for me. First a Levi's ad. Wait a minute. I pay good money. Oh, I'm not logged in yet. Okay, so thank you, everybody. Wait a minute. Before you do, let me play some music just so everybody can hear it. This is Adele. Hello. We want to hear about the... Turn the speakers all the way up. PC does what? Nothing, apparently. Oh, it focused. Hello. You know what? Let's play Top Gun. Forget this. Forget that noise. Riding to the danger zone. Do I have to actually find danger zone? See, to me, a touch screen is really what you want. Okay, not quite loud enough to get over the helicopter background noise, but you know, not much bass. Yeah, speakers are up here. It's interesting. Oh, it's on the side here. Ported there. What happens when I do this? Whoa!
PC does what?
All right. Thank you, everybody. That's the unboxing. I like this. I'm going to keep this around.